The hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.
Cabaradio, radio, 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 and Gak is in the studio.
Is.
He...
Oh, he means he am. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's the one.
I went cross-eyed for a second there. So, Gak, your show's coming on in about 30 seconds.
Yes.
Exactly, are you going to be playing for
everyone?
We're
dipping into Italy for a bit here. We're going to focus on a composer by the name of Piero Umiliani. So we're going to listen to some of the production music he made for TV and film in the 70s. A little jazzy, a little spacey. It's a good little variety of mix.
Just how you expect dipping into a boot would be.
Yes, that. As I put my boots on, that's why I hope to feel it all the time.
I can't. You tried to show me your boots. Oh, very nice boots.
I bought them for a case of Guinness. Actually, no, it was just a single bottle of Rogue Dead Ale.
Oh, nice.
It's a bartering system.
Anyhow, thanks for tuning in. I'll just go over a little recap of what we did today. We did Art Napoleon interview, and he's playing at the Chan Center on the 30th, this Thursday. Go for the CBC Live sessions, and it should be a good time. There are tickets available at Ticketmaster. You can also Google this. Check it out. Also, I'm going to be giving away tickets next week to Royal Wood and Hannah Jordan, who are coming on October 9th to the Rio Theater. And also of interest is Abby Buffalo, who is coming on October 29th to the Biltmore Cabaret. And so, thanks for tuning in. Oh, and I'd also like to mention thank you to Aaron for calling in and having a little chat with me. So there's my little shout out.
Callers are always good.
Callers are great. I really enjoy the collaring thing. In fact, I start to think that the blue light is shining off and blinking when it's not.
Oh, it's like the little ghost light. You're always sort of like turning over and you're like, oh, is that? No.
No, it's just me stroking it for a little bit. So thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Sore Throats with Clapping Hands with your host, Robert Brivett, and I'm about 1 minute over my due. So we're going to listen to, I don't know. What do you want to listen to? Do you have something ready to go for us right now?
I can be.
All right. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Tegan and Sarah on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh, you know what? You know what, Gak? Is that this is actually
what?
This is actually me saying the lyrics for it, because I occasionally do this. I talk about lyrics on the show because it is lyric driven, campfire inspired. And I was about to put on what I thought was a song, but really I can tell by the waveform on the computer that it's actually just me talking.
There's discussion there. I sees that. Yes.
Do you see?
I sees the waveforms.
Ah. So anyhow, are you ready to rock?
Is.
Okay. Cool.
Exploding Head Movies starts now. We'll be right back. Do you remember when? Do you remember when you lost your mind? That was Last Man Standing by the brothers Gianfranco and Giampiero Riviberi from the 1968 spaghetti western Django, Prepare a Coffin, or as it's known in Italian, Preparati la bara. And that's one of the decent sequels of the bloody Django series. And that track is also listed as Nel Cimitero di Toscon, one of the film's soundtrack, which originally came out in 1968 through Intermezzo, but it's been reissued in 2007. And Gianfranco worked mainly on the soundtracks for spaghetti westerns. And he was one of the first Italian rock stars as well, too. He worked with Enzo Giannacci and Giorgio Gaber after World War II. And then his brother Giampiero. He was a pianist, composer, arranger, conductor, and entrepreneur. And he did some production work for progressive bands like the Neutrals and Le Orni. And, of course, that was the few seconds that were sampled by Gnarls Barkley's breakout single, Crazy. And of all things, this was the brothers' only apparent collaboration together. And if you've been listening to CeeLo as of late, he has a fantastic new album coming out called, I think it's Georgia or The Lady Killer. And, of course, on the commercial stations, you've probably heard the version of the song Forget You. But, of course, if you cover your ears, you know the song as Fuck You. And that is how we're going to start this wonderful evening, all polite and gentlemanly-like. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Vibrant Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak. And I will be the one holding the brolly above your head until 9 p.m. The phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. I see Rob is kicking around here by microphone 3. Mr. Privet, how was your show?
It went okay.
Yeah? That's. I want confidence. At this point, it's like, Rob, did you change people's minds?
Yeah, I did promise that.
No.
Gavin Walker. No, I didn't. I did promise that Gavin Walker would with the jazz show.
Oh.
That is one thing I did promise. That was a pretty hefty thing, and I forgot to write him a note. I said I was going to write him a note.
You were going to write him a note? What kind of note were you going to tell Mr. Walker?
Blow people's minds.
Okay. Well, we should make sure that everyone's agendas at this point will be thus.
Let me ask you something. How many languages do you speak?
English, pretty good sometimes.
You're always playing these international tunes, and your accent to me is flawless.
I think it's just from years of listening, just exposure that way. But French, pretty good. Finn, decent. Anytime I'm back in Finland after about 2-3 weeks or so, it becomes natural. But okay. I've hung around with a lot of Italians and watched films, just take exposure that way. I lived in Japan for a bit, picked up a little Japanese that way. German, Swedish. Just struggling through things all the time, honestly. Yeah. If you're expecting me to be fluent in any of these, no.
Well, I figured you did some traveling. Because
nine.
Lord knows you didn't pick that up in Thunder Bay.
No. Well, actually, there's a decent mix of population and languages there. Like Finnish, this is probably Thunder Bay's home to the largest expatriate Finn population outside of, like, you know, Finland itself.
Really?
Yes.
You find stuff about Northern Ontario that you just never figured.
It's just kind of idiosyncratic, but it kind of jumps out that way. But if you ever pass through Thunder Bay, you should make sure you stop along Bay Street, because that's where all the Finns hang out.
Cool.
You can get some authentic pancakes at the Hoito. You can always go to the Kangas sauna as well, too.
Do they come for the maple syrup? For their pancakes? Because that would make sense to me.
That would be... Actually, there's a couple... The southern parts of Thunder Bay, it's a different... a sort of biological sort of center. So instead of being like Canadian Shield, it has a little bit more pastures and whatnot. So there actually are some maple orchards around, so you can harvest the syrup once it's March.
Very nice.
Yes. Very nice. So what do you got lined up for the rest of the night, Rob?
Oh, I'm going home, going to bed. I'm beat, man. I know. Aren't I?
Exciting life right now. It's like, guys, if you ask nicely, Rob can invite you over as well, too. And there's a big, expansive bed.
You can help me clean my dishes or something. Yeah, no. Very romantic evening, I'm sure. But, no, I got emails to send out, and as always.
You are a busy man.
You know, I try to be, trying to get stuff done.
Seems like you are.
Yeah.
You are a vibrant member of the... Vancouver community.
Oh, I'm doing my best,
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I'm not even in a chair. Now you know this, but no one else does.
He's kneeling.
Mike 3.
He's kneeling for radio.
Like,
you know what this best thing about Mike 3 is?
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, now I'm falling the mic
it
up.
It elevates.
Now I'm standing up, so I was on
pivot
all knees there.
He was such a pleasant man.
It was an awkward position, but I think I got through it pretty well.
Yes. Yeah. It didn't sound like at all you were straining or begging or anything like that.
Yeah, well.
You did well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much, Kak. And it's always a pleasure. This is the first time you've invited me on.
Well, you're more than welcome all the time.
Oh, cool.
Even though the show itself seems to be tightly run, it very much isn't.
Well, your intros are top-notch. See, that's something that I'm going to learn from you is putting out the intros in good form, you know?
Yeah. Just the take charge thing. Because at this point, you know, basically you captivate everyone's interest at that point, and then, you know, just mumble your way through the rest of it.
Cool. All right, well, I'm heading out.
All right, well, you have a fantastic night. We'll see you next week.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good time, everyone.
All right, that was Rob Privett, everyone, host of Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. Normally heard Mondays, 6:30 to 7:30 on this wonderful station. So we heard a little bit from Moggy before, that sort of that kind of chirpy number, that driving beat there. And that is one of the projects by Piero Umiliani, the Italian composer for film and TV that we'll profile later. And we'll talk a little bit more about him later. But first up, some White Hinterland. And this is the project by Casey Daniel. And for her 2010 U.S. European tour, she had artist-musician collaborator Sean Creedon help out with her. And this is from the latest album, Kairos. And the song we're about to listen to was used by Revlon in a commercial starring Jessica Biel. And it was directed by Catherine Bigelow, the Oscar-winning director. So here is White Hinterland with Icarus.
Oh, When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
We'll be right back.
Some new music there by Gujang performer Bebe and Ubiquity producer Sean Lee. And that is the Floating Points remix of Make Me Stronger. And it's featuring some vocals there by Georgia Ann Muldrow, who actually has her own album coming out, but she's done some background work for Mos Def and Erykah Badu. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Next up are the duo of Viernes, which is Alberto Hernandez and Sean Moore from Suburban Orlando. And they'll be at CMJ in New York in October. I'm actually sort of planning a trip to that place, but not for that thing. But I'll be in New York hopefully at some point in October for the weekend. Viernes' debut album is Sinister Devices, and that's through the Canine label, which is the current home to Surfer Blood and Chairlift. But to give an idea of the alumni they've had, they used to be the same home for the Oxford Collapse and Grizzly Bear. So from Sinister Devices, this is Viernes with Entire Empire. from a tour-only CDR. There's Washed Out with track 7 off something called the B-Side CDR. It's untitled, as are all the tracks. And it's sort of like some leftovers from his chill wave movement there. I'm not sure if he's moving into something else at this point, but at the very least, he had a successful run this summer with his touring that way, starting off in South by Southwest. But at this point, I believe he's back in his home of South Carolina, relaxing and doing what he needs to. So you're listening to CITR Vancouver here. Of course, one season coming up soon is what this man hosts.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Oh, the most wonderful person I've ever met in my whole life. I just love him.
We'll be right back.
There's actor Ryan Gosling and his friend Zach Shields. Together they are Dead Man's Bones, and they're joined there by the Silver Lake Conservatory Children's Choir. And what we just heard there was Lose Your Soul, and it was remixed by one of the producers off of their Dead Man Bones album, and that was Turbo Tito, and that was something that was just posted on MySpace a little while ago. And we started the hour off with Okapi, and that was Love Him off of the Love Him Volume 1 album. And Okapi is a playful Italian turntablist by the name of Filippo Paolini, and he does a whole bunch of sample cut-up artist music ship, but that is not a word. But the other thing that he did is for the entire album, which is called Love Him Volume 1, Okapi plays the music of Aldo Okapi, recent 1927 to 1952, is he makes up the entire backstory that the album is a tribute to a lost Kazakhstani composer. But realistically, it just goes off on all angles. And of course, it's on the awesome label Illegal Art, home to Girl Talk and all that wonderful pastiche type stuff. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 here in Vancouver. And we're going to jump into a little bit of a Stereolab inspired set. It's not going to actually have Stereolab itself, but we'll have the singer that we all know, which is Leticia Sagier. And she's been the vocalist with Stereolab. But at this point, after about 19 years of work together as a band, it is time to put Stereolab on hiatus, which it's been for a while. There's a little bit of a compilation album coming out shortly called Not Music, which features outtakes from their previous album, which was Chemical Chords. But at this point, Tim Game, the main founder of Stereolab, and his previous work, McCluskey, is sort of taking a bit of a break. I'm not sure exactly what he's working on right now, but his former romantic partner and their parent of their child, Leticia, is still chugging away herself. She used to have a side project called Menad that she started up with another friend, but that's actually broken up as well, too. So this is going to be her first solo work as herself. So she has an album out through Drag City called The Trip. I believe it is out this week, if not next. And this song is a tribute to her sister, who committed suicide at some point. So this is Leticia Sagier with 1 Million Year Trip.
I know. Over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
the AK-747s, Eek, and the Wizards.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Thank you.
And there are the vocals of Letitia Sadier there, and she's helping out Bradford Cox with his solo project Atlas Sound. And you can find that off of the Atlas Sound album Logos, and that was Quick Canal. And, of course, Bradford Cox right now is in the heat of his latest work. Of course, this is Deer Hunter's latest album, which is called Halcyon Digest. And I haven't seen it in the station yet, but I remember I did play a couple tracks earlier, one of the earlier shows of Exploding Head Movies, and shows a lot of promise here. So, yes, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up shortly is our Piero Umiliani profile. But we're going to listen to a little bit of something called Chicago Juke after this important announcement.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim Gain, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That was DJ Rashad with Technician, and that's off his EP, It's Not Right. And this is through Planet Moo. And Planet Moo is one of the, is labeled as formed by the music founder, Jason. I forget his last name at this point because I am not awesome. But what happened is that this is part of what's called the juke scene in Chicago. And Planet Moo actually signed up a couple of the other artists that were part of it as well, too. So that includes DJ Spin and then DJ Nate. And Accelerator put out a podcast recently featuring this juke scene, and everyone who listened to it thinks that, you know, it's like, it's the next dubstep, run! And, you know, they're sort of listening to it, but they still don't really understand what's going on. But it's a very intense-sounding, almost like comical house, but it sounds phenomenal. I can't, parsing that entire podcast. So if you go to XLR8R.com and look for podcast 158, you can hear a lot more music like that. And that sort of segues into Piero Umiliani, who's tonight's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. And Umiliani was born in Florence, Italy, 1926. And he, in 1959, he actually started on his first soundtrack. The Big Deal on Madonna Street, or Io Solite Ignite. And from that, he gained international recognition to the point that on one score, he even managed to get Chet Baker to play on the trumpet. And then in 1961, he got Chet Baker again to help out with a soundtrack called Smog. And from that, he sort of segged into sort of more jazzy vibes for the early 60s. And then from there, stemmed out to more experimental works. And of course, right now, we're going to focus on the experimental stuff. We started off the show with Moggy, which was one of the aliases that Leon used. And we heard Jingle Number One. But from the 1976 compilation, it's a very exploratory type textural compositions here. And this is the one song that sort of jumped out to me right away. So this came out in 1976. From Trascienza e Fantascienza. This is Moggy with Cowboy Spaziale. started that set off with Cowboy Spaziel, then Brickbrack, and that was the Happy Accompaniment called Happy Accompaniment. That's all done by Muggy, the alias of Piero Umiliani from 1976. And let's listen to some of his more jazz-infused soundtracks. These appeared in a lot of Italian exploitation films in the 60s and 70s, and a good chunk of these were compiled by the 18th Street Lounge label out of D.C., in the late 90s as part of what they called the Easy Tempo series. So we're going to start here with Piero Umiliani, and you can find this off of just the Easy Tempo compilation, but we'll hear something from Volume 6 afterwards. So here's Umiliani with Lady Magnolia. on the Ocean's 12 soundtrack from 2004, there's Piero Umiliani with Crepuscolo sul mare. And before that, we heard from Easy Temple Volume 6, Quando la coppia scoppia, all by Piero Umiliani. Stick around, we're going to have a little bit more of a sort of an African-themed album first, but of course, with your friends of CITR card, that gives you discounts throughout the city. And if you're along the drive, guess what, you can go.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
That's just 10 minutes away. Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, but you still have some Exploding Head movie magic to come up here. And Piero Umiliani opened up his own studio called Lioto Edizione Musicale in 1970. Allowed him to do his own published company work and some sound workshop and a great little recording studio. And of all things, Umiliani is known for one of the silliest little songs that have popped up in the past 50 years. And from this work, he did something called Svezia, Inferno e Paradiso, which translates from Italian as Sweden, Heaven and Hell. But it contained this song. We're not actually going to play it, but at the very least, if I just say, Mana Mana. That's right. That was him. And of course, the Muppets, everyone else sort of jumped on it and became the biggest hit of his career. But, of course, that would completely derail what we're doing here. And besides, the last thing you want to do is hear me sing even more. But from 1975, we're listening to something here from the Continente Nero album. This is Ultimo Stregnone. And since we have so little time here, what we'll just do is jump into at least the three tracks I want to profile. And then I'll probably just have to talk over the last one. So coming up shortly, it is Rivoluzionari by Piero Umiliani.
Thank you.
We started that set off with Rilusionary, the Nuova Rialta. In the background here, we're listening to Preparativi. And if there's time, I'll just sort of ramble over Riscosa before the jazz show starts at 9. And that's all by Piero Umiliani from his 1975 album Continente Nero. And over his long career, Umiliani composed and recorded 190 soundtracks. That's 190. 40 library albums, and then 35 TV title themes in Italy. And he led a long life, but on February 14th, 2001, he passed away in Rome, Italy. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. As I said, just in a few short minutes, it's Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. If you missed any of this week's episode, just hop on to www.citr.ca, and you can hop on the podcast angle that way. Just click on the schedule, click on the podcasts. Everything should map itself out nicely. And at some point, my long-promised rebuild of my site will happen, but 2010, I have to confess, has been a busy year for GAC here. So next week, looks like I'm sort of tossing up between two things right now. One of them is going to be the French film Black Heaven, and then there's the Argentinian film recently, The Secret in Her Eyes. But I'll come up with a plan at some point. So enjoy yourselves, Vancouver. The weather looks kind of wacky, but the good news is I think Wednesday or so, I think it will be sunny, smooth sailing from there. But of course, everything is subject to change. So hopefully you can make it to Shindig tomorrow. I'm overdue on showing up to my first one this year. And the band list for there at the Railway looks fantastic. So enjoy yourself. There's plenty of shows coming up here in October. We got Caribou. We got plenty more. So enjoy yourselves. We'll talk to you later.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.